And it's Black Friday, a big day for shoppers. And chances are some electronics are on your list. A new phone or a tablet is great, but what about the old one? Electronic waste is a big problem, and a North Philadelphia organization provides options to recycle these devices while also helping people who are returning from prison. It's called PAR Recycle Works. PAR stands for People Advancing Reintegration. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada shares this week's feel-good story.
Maurice Jones, who goes by Q, is backing up a huge truck into the PAR Recycle Works warehouse in North Philadelphia. What's in there?
This is a new load from today.
There's old computers, printers, routers. Workers unload the truck and start to sort the devices. And then everything gets deconstructed, piece by piece.
So this is what would happen. They would just come here and just like literally rip it apart. It's going in by hand, so it's just taking it apart by hand. Cords will come out when they do come out, and all these things are segregated and placed in the containers that are behind me. And once they're full, we just move it on and we sell it.
The goal is to find anything that can be reused and give it another chance. To Q, this is a metaphor for the people doing the work who have all been formerly incarcerated.
It shouldn't be lost on anyone that there are still valuable parts that are people that are coming home from prison and jail. We show them that there's still value in themselves, just as in these things that have once been thrown away.
He co-founded Recycle Works in 2016. The idea was inspired by a similar program in Indianapolis and by his own experience of being in prison for almost 7 years. After being released, it was difficult for Q to find work.
Many people gave me a scarlet letter, even though I was capable. I want people not to have those same experiences that I had and being told no, that they couldn't be an employee of a place, no matter what it was.
So at PAR, people can find work for a number of months, earn money, and receive support. Bill Allen has worked at PAR Recycle Works for 2.5 years. Officially, he's the warehouse manager, but really, he's more of a mentor or a big brother to the people who come through here.
I did 20-something years in federal prison. With that, I lost a lot that I can't bring back. So my thing is enjoy life because life is too short and you only got one life. So why not be happy? That's what everybody strives for, is to be happy.
People go to Bill with all kinds of situations. He doesn't like the word problems, but he does like to help find solutions, especially when it comes to conflict.
You can't think when you're mad. So I tell these guys, never get mad because you can't think when you're mad. Sit down, rationalize stuff, plan it out, and you'll be okay.
People who come to PAR often need assistance finding resources too. Andre Davis is there to help. He's a reentry navigator.
A lot of our guys will be struggling with housing or struggling with transportation, struggling with food, clothing. My task is to find out which guys have those problems and connect them to the proper resources.
Recycle Works hosts events for people to drop off old electronics all over the Philadelphia region. They do pickups and also accept donations, all with the idea of doing good in more ways than one. Here's Bill again.
Like they say, one person's trash is another man's treasure. These guys may look at themselves as trash, but know they're treasures. What we're doing here, like I said, we recycle stuff, and not only this electronic stuff, we're recycling these guys, too.
Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.